This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Arab League foreign ministers meeting in Cairo Sunday agreed to support the U.S.-Saudi peace initiative to resolve the conflict in Sudan. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Arab League head Ahmed Abul Ghait, addressing Arab League foreign ministers, noted that the Sudan conflict is at a crossroads as the situation continues to worsen. Saudi-sponsored talks to end the Sudanese conflict are continuing in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, as representatives of both Sudanese military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and the Rapid Support Forces commander Mohammed Hamdan Daglu meet to discuss the situation. Both leaders fought in Yemen under the auspices of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Arab League readmitted Syria after more than a decade of suspension on Sunday, consolidating a regional push to normalize ties with President Bashar al-Assad. The decision said Syria could resume its participation in Arab League meetings immediately, while calling for a resolution of the crisis resulting from Syria's civil war, including the flight of refugees to neighboring countries and drug smuggling across the region. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Sunday issued a stark warning that a failure by Congress to act on the debt ceiling could trigger a constitutional crisis that also would call into question the federal government's creditworthiness.
It's Congress's job to do this. If they fail to do it, we will have an economic and financial catastrophe that will be of our own making.
Yellen on ABC this week sounded the alarm over possible financial market consequences if the debt ceiling is not raised by early June. This is VOA News. The United Nations World Food Program says it's suspending food aid for over 200,000 Palestinians starting next month due to severe funding issues, about 60% of its caseload in the region, and it could get worse. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports.
These were Palestinians protesting outside the agency's Gaza City offices on Sunday. Its country chief, Samir Abdel Jaber, told Reuters it will continue to provide food aid for 140,000 of those deemed most at risk in the West Bank and Gaza. But if a funding solution doesn't come up soon, it will have to cut all food and money aid to Palestinians by August. Gaza, long under blockade by Israel and Egypt on security concerns, is home to 2.3 million people. About 45% are unemployed and 80% rely on international aid, according to the UN and local authorities.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. The death toll from floods and landslides triggered by heavy rain in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo has risen to nearly 400, an official said on Sunday. At least 394 bodies have been recovered after last week's floods, said the administrator of the territory where the affected villages are located. Heavy rainfall in South Kivu province on Thursday caused rivers to overflow, triggering landslides that engulfed the villages. Police in Nigeria said Sunday it rescued 58 people who were abducted and held hostage by criminal gangs in central Kogi State, while one victim died during the operation. Police said the rescue was part of, quote, a sustained joint operation with other security agencies and vigilantes and hunters from various local communities. The bandits, as criminal groups are known in Nigeria, engaged in a shootout before escaping, leaving their victims behind, according to police. The movie Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 conquered the box office this weekend. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
I want you all to know that I'm grateful to fight beside my friends.
It was the lure of a chapter closing that helped draw people to the movies for the summer season kickoff. Ticket sales were an estimated $114 million in North America for the debut weekend of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which says goodbye to this iteration of Space Misfits.
Up we go.
Wait up.
That bumped the Super Mario Brothers movie down to the second spot, with the films Evil Dead Rise, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, and Love Again, rounding out the top five. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.